Mel.
Hi.
Everyone needs to know that we just simultaneously undid our pants.
Yep, our pants are officially undone. I'm happy about it.
We're relaxing.
I'm just fixing that because I couldn't hear myself. Okay, we're back. It's like pants off Friday, except it's Thursday. It's actually Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Not even Thursday. I don't know what day it is anymore.
And we can't take them fully off because we're in the office. So yeah. This is like it's the partial, compromise.
Partial pants down Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Partial pants off Wednesday.
This is our new tradition.
I'm making it a thing. Partial pants off Wednesday is where you sit at your desk, you take your shirt out, you put your shirt over your pants, and then you undo your fly.
And then you go like hang. This.
I'm going to do this all day. Yeah. And and you have to say,
because it was really nice.
Here's something you guys could do. Do it. I don't want to see your bits. I definitely don't want to see your bits. I never want a dick pic from anyone. If anyone sends me a dick pic, you're going to be banned. And then I'm not even going to go down this road. I just ever want it. Neither of us ever want that. But what I do want to see is you I don't want to see the undoing of the fly. I just want to know that you've done it.
Yeah.
And then I want to hear the and you're at work.
Yeah.
And we just know.
And we know.
You have partial pants off Wednesday.
It's like a secret that all Zesties are in on.
Yeah.
Because now we've said it in the podcast.
It's a thing.
And you can share that in the group, the All Aussie Mystery Hour.
Great segue.
On Facebook. Or you can go on Instagram, which we're really trying to push at the moment, at All Aussie Mystery Hour, or one word. Yep. You could put it in your story and tag us and then we'd re-share it.
Yes. You know what else I feel like pushing because I'm just being a piece of shit?
I know human. What you're going to say.
You know exactly what I'm going to say.
Totally for it.
Okay. You guys should follow us on Instagram because we're really funny. Are we funny? I think we're funny.
I mean, you're here listening to this podcast. You clearly like us.
Yeah.
So here's some self-promotion.
Self-promotion hour. It's at Josie Rose. So all one word, Josie Rose. Mm-hmm. And then I'm at Melissa Mason, MelissaMason with an underscore at the end because I couldn't get my name.
There was another Melissa Mason.
The rudeness. I barely ever post. You never post. You it's so rare to see you post.
I don't put a post. I do stories.
Yeah, you love a story.
Yeah. When I was drinking and going out and doing zesty things. Now I go to bed at 6:30 p.m.
All I see is the footy now.
Or I go to the footy. Friday night, stay tuned.
Josie will be up in that story business.
At the footy.
But I've got stuff on there. You can see my dog. There's a lot of my dog.
Yes, dog content.
So much Millie.
I could put more Zoe and Leroy content if that's what people want.
If you want.
I love them.
If your policy for following Josie is that you need more Leroy and Zoe, that can be arranged.
They're my cats, by the way.
We're very desperate for love,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we want love and attention. Anyone.
Yeah. We're just honest about it. Yeah. Anyway, that was a shameless
self-plug. I can post more if...
I don't think anyone does want more.
The mundane aspects of my life.
Don't you feel like with people that you follow, though, on social media that are not your immediate... No, even your immediate friends. I want, minimal but quality posting.
Yes. Yeah.
Show me funny shit or cool stuff or you looking great.
You look hot.
Having a nice time. Love but that. But not constantly. Just
yeah, if you're a hot person who looks hot all the time, then I don't care if you look hot. No. It's more if you tizz up for something and you're looking really good.
Yeah.
Share that. I will double tap the shit out of that.
I double tap people's travel photos, for example, and I don't even know who's in it. Sometimes I'm just like, looks good, double tap. You know, like my brain is just going, yes, pass, yes. Yeah. Pass, you know.
Have you ever commented on a celebrity's photo?
No, not commented on. I don't. Oh, yes, no, I think I have.
Like rather remember than tagging someone.
Yeah, remember how we were talking about how I weirdly was obsessed with Lena Dunham, even though I don't even know why I am.
Yes,
like as in I'm not. Like I don't think about her often. I just don't. But now two episodes in a row, she's
You've
come
mentioned
up.
Her
because I think she did a post about. She'd turned 32 or something, or like she's in her 30s, and obviously I'm in my 30s.
Yeah, you guys are best friends.
We're best friends just because we have the same semi-birth decade. But she wrote some really, it was just like a good post. I don't remember what it was about. It was something to do with like some revelations and shit, you know, mm-hmm. but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I wrote like, fuck yes or something. It was just like a very like honest thing that she'd written.
Yeah.
And then I sort of felt ashamed.
Yeah, because there's a bit of a weirdness.
Yeah.
There. And our friend Alicia.
Yes.
She was looking hot the other day and I put some flame emojis on her pic. And then I was like, what if people don't know they've actually met Alicia from The Bachelor?
Yes.
And I'm not just putting fire emojis on a random Bachelor contestant's photo. I like, then I didn't, but I left them. But I was a bit like, oh, yeah, that a bit weird? Like, it's like if I did it to Kim Kardashian or someone.
But you know Alicia. It's like if I knew
Lena Dunham.
Yes, then I wouldn't feel awkward about it because I don't even care if people think that I'm a weirdo.
Yes, I think I my know thing that she was, knows me. What if other people don't know that I've ever met Alicia?
Yeah, I mean, I'm that's a weird spiral.
Thirsting over Alicia.
This is like your weird spiral over your house.
Oh, I've had a lot of weird spirals lately. Do you know I had a weird spiral today? And I messaged my friend who has a baby. But I was like on the bus looking out the window doing that kind of sad vibe, you know, when you're on the and I was like, it's so weird that you like have a baby and then one day it's 33 years old and it's just like going about its day and you don't know what it's up to, like it's no longer your business. And
what I was like, is your brain?
I said to my friend, do you ever think about that? And she was like, no, I'm just kind of like, when will you sleep? Because her kid's like 10 months old.
She's like, no, I do not think about these things.
You're like thinking way too much about this.
I do want to like shame you on the podcast in a fun way over your convo with your mum before, because it was so funny. I'm sitting next to Josie and she got on the phone to her mum and she just starts this convo where she goes, I found a dog for you to get. And firstly, I didn't know if she was talking to Julian. For a lot of the convo, I thought she was talking to Julian.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, everything's me. Like, I'm not really paying attention. I wasn't like eavesdropping. It just, you're quite loud on the phone like I am.
Yes.
And so when you mentioned the dog, I was like, why would you say to Julian, I found a dog for you to get? Because it was like, you're together, your you dog. Live together. So I wasn't really following. But then Josie goes, she starts saying, yep, I found it. It's on an adoption site. And then she's like, I donated for its surgery. And I was like, what are you talking about? And so basically, I don't know, you should probably tell the story from here because I'm just
What if I could find
find him an owner,
someone to adopt I would Boo-Boo.
Totally adopt Boo-Boo.
Okay, so just I'm so hormonal and emotional and getting into spirals, my like recent obsession, and I've got two of our staff members onto this Lavender and Steph, because one night I sent them the link.
Yeah.
Now they're obsessed with Boo Boo as well and like way too invested. Basically, he's this dog. He's on Claws and Paws Rescue, which is a Central Coast cats and dogs animal rescue group. They're great. Follow them on Facebook. They have lots of cute animals and that's why I follow it. But they got Boo Boo and he'd been in a cage with other dogs for his whole life and like hadn't really been around humans, and they rescued him. And so then he was really skittish around his foster carer. He ran away from his foster carer. He got hit by a car. Not badly hit by a car.
Like just
he lived. But then he went to another foster care and he got off his lead, got hit by another car, then he hid in the bushes in this area at the Central Coast. So she knew where he was, but she couldn't get him. Like every time she'd get near him, he'd run off and she couldn't actually catch him.
Yeah.
So she'd just go back every day with her dog, who Boo Boo, the little rescue dog. He's a little Jack Russell. So cute. You've seen him.
Yeah.
And she has like a big dog, but he quite likes this dog. So eventually they managed to like coax him out. She still couldn't catch him. She just had to walk down the street very quietly and hope that he followed. Oh, she's baby. Taken a photo and he's just like trotting along next to her. And then she got him in the car. Then 2 days later, he can't move his legs. This is when I donated, because then he was paralyzed.
Now you're invested.
And I was like, because I'd been following, waiting to see if she would find him. And she had. And then he couldn't walk. Anyway, took him to the vet and they had like a GoFundMe thing on Facebook.
Yep.
So I donated some money. He had a paralysis tick.
Oh, Boo Boo.
So they managed to sort it all out and then he could walk again. And now it's time for him to
get adopted,
find his forever home. And I'm so invested. I'm like, Mum, you need to... Mum already has one neurotic Jack Russell rescue dog.
Need two. You absolutely don't need two because I have one neurotic part Jack Russell. And I was going to say, if we didn't have Millie, I would adopt Boo Boo. But we have Millie and she's a tiny demon.
Yes, so it's I don't think Boo Boo would
you
like
you can only
her.
Have one dog yeah. that is
yes.
fundamentally insane in your house.
Mum's dog's very hyper as well. So now we're like thinking about other people we know that could adopt
Someone
Boo-Boo.
In the group can
I'll
do
put
it.
The, I'll put the link in.
Guys... One of you should definitely
he
adopt Boo Boo.
He is so fucking cute. I'm obsessed with him.
But only do it if you reckon you can look after him yeah. forever for your whole life. Don't yeah. do it just for us or on a
yes,
whim.
Yes, on a whim.
Not that you would he do that. Like, I trust you.
He's going to be a bit of work, you know, because he's going to be a bit skittish at first. But I think he's come a long way. He yeah. really has.
And do you know what I don't agree with, which is controversial to some? But because we had a foster dog... What are we even fucking talking about?
What is this podcast about?
So sorry, guys. This season is just like back to our old bullshit.
Yeah, it really is.
Our first dog was a pound dog and she, like we had no experience with pound dogs and she was fine. Like she had her problems, but obviously we worked around them and stuff. Like she was, you know, you couldn't really socialize her much with other dogs and you couldn't have her off the lead at the park. You couldn't have her around other kids, but she was fine with our family. And I feel like sometimes with the adoption places, they get really hectic with like all the rules and they're like only going to homes with other dogs, only going to homes who have had foster, who've had rescue experience. Mm. And it's kind of like, well, what are these dogs that need rescuing? And obviously like not every person that's going to be adopting a dog already has a dog that yeah. is going to get along perfectly with this dog
yes.
or has, you know, 10 years of experience with pound dogs. Yeah. Obviously, in some cases, I think it's definitely necessary.
Yeah. Special cases.
You know, but like also you can make it work as long as yeah. you're committed to it.
Yeah, and you if know? Your heart's in the right place.
Like fucking Millie, we got her as a puppy and she's an absolute psychopath and we're just figuring it out.
Yeah,
like we're
you
just
roll with the punches.
Figuring out why she loves biting us on the hand when she's overexcited. You know, it's not fun. I have a lot of bruises.
Yeah.
But you know what? You just make it work. I love her unconditionally. And it's like Leroy with his anal glands.
Yes, poor my cat has an exploding butt.
Have we not talked about this?
I don't think we have talked about the exploding butt.
Sorry, Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy's... anal glands rupture, which is a fun time. And then Zoe's really neurotic.
Yeah, like you would
She was
known.
A rescue cat.
Anyway, the point being...
Someone
I don't know
adopt
what this
Boo Boo.
Is. Yeah, that's
the
point.
I'm obsessed with Boo Boo. I'm going to share the links. Oh, my God. What if someone adopts him?
Okay,
I'm going to cry.
You've gone ahead again like your 33-year-old baby in your stomach. Just let's focus.
Okay. I've got a great segue, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because we've been talking about the Central Coast.
Yes.
And that's where my mystery
I'm so excited.
Is today. Well, kind of. I'm doing a fun one
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's off the murders.
I'm off the murders. And I'm going to be talking about the Hawkesbury River monster.
Woo!
A cryptid. I'm so excited.
Cryptid. You're still a nerd because you called it a cryptid.
But you've done cryptids
I know,
before.
But I don't call them cryptids. I just say
crazy
this weird
monsters.
Thing.
So I've only got one credit. Which doesn't mean that I haven't done my research.
Yes.
But this is probably the quickest research I've done because Rex Gilroy is a saint of a man.
A saint of our times.
And he has researched the monster, who he calls Australia's Nessie. Not very original, Rex. That's fine.
But you know what? It's okay.
For decades. For 45 years.
He gets around, though. Isn't he kind of connected to Yowie
yes,
as well?
Yes, so he has a whole website called mysteriousaustralia.com.
Oh, well, there you go.
Everyone go there. It's amazing. I got so much of my info from there. So he and his wife, Heather, are, quote, Australia's foremost husband and wife UFO and ancient mysteries research team.
I need to have a beer with these people.
Yes. And I also need to meet other husband and wife UFO
I
and ancient mysteries
how...
research teams. Because I think maybe Rex and Heather are the only.
And did they meet as...
How did they meet?
Fellow
yeah.
UFO cryptid interested human beings.
Yeah.
Did... Was Heather into it and then Rex was like, I'm going to get into it. And then he sort of like
he became,
really
the obsessed.
Face of it. And she's just always wants a bit more of the credit. Or was he really into it?
You know
and
what
she
I
was
picture?
Like, yeah.
It's dark.
Okay.
They're in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
They've never met. They're hunting yowies.
Oh, my God.
Searching for yowies, not hunting. Just
yeah.
looking. Mm-hmm. And it's like a slapstick comedy where they back into each other.
With torches.
With torches. And they're like, oh, my God, I thought you were a yowie. No, you're just a beautiful woman. And
yeah.
they fall in love.
Wearing all khaki.
All khaki like Steve and Terry Irwin.
Yes, they are the Steve and Terry Irwin of the cryptid world.
I'm now
world.
Picturing just like old Stephen Terry Irwin.
Yeah, because they're not young. But once they were young.
Once they were young, and that's when they met in the bushes.
Yes.
Which we've totally which made up.
Totally not true.
So it's my second case based in the Hawkesbury River.
Uh-huh.
Rackman was the first.
Yeah.
And I've got a note here where I've said, please do not comment on the pics of his weird wax head.
Oh, my God, stop it.
In the Facebook group. But that's happened this week.
I know.
Some fucking assholes.
I know.
I won't name names.
Have been to be fair, they're not. They don't know because we don't talk about it for a long time.
No, but I feel like I said it. I said it two episodes ago.
Oh.
I called him Waxman.
But maybe people were like, you know what it would be is it's like if you're new to the podcast mm-hmm. and you're up to that episode mm-hmm. and
you
then
go looking
you
for
go
it.
Looking for it and then I get it because it's weird
then
and
you
then
tag
you tag
a
your friend and then you've upset the entire Aussie Mystery Hour community.
Because I get the notifications because I put the picture up.
Yes.
So it's like so-and-so has commented on your picture and I click and it's just like his disturbing wax face. It was kind of half smiling at me from my phone. I'm like, ah! Throw my phone into the ocean.
I mean, you can only blame yourself. You put it in the group.
I know. In the interest of like mm-hmm. giving everyone all the info that they needed, maybe I'll just delete it. No, I won't because it's funny.
And people need it.
People need to know. But I never need to see it again.
No.
So, geographical time.
Mm-hmm.
Hawkesbury River, it has its source from the Nepean River.
I don't know where that is.
So. Northwest of Sydney.
Okay.
In the Richmond area.
Yep.
It flows all the way east to the area between Ku'ring'i Chase National Park, Sydney's north, and the southern part of the Central Coast where Boo Boo the dog lives.
Okay.
So, it's really pretty. I love the Hawkesbury because I've done the Newcastle to Sydney and vice versa,
yeah.
train trip for like decades of my life.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's quite not nice. And then you get to the bit where you go over the bridge and you're like either side of you is water and it's really pretty. And I'm always like, I wonder how many dead bodies are floating around there tied to crosses.
Yes, that's where your brain goes.
But it's lovely and the Hawkesbury is delightful, but there's a terrible creature lurking in
as
the depths.
As with all delightful areas in Australia, there's a terrible creature lurking somewhere in the vicinity.
Whether it's human or cryptid.
It could be anything.
I love saying cryptid. So, stories about this beast date back as far to the Darug people. So that was the indigenous group that first lived in the area. According to unexplainedmysteries.com, they told early European settlers about this creature, which they had named Miriula, which means giant water serpent.
It does what it says on the tin.
I don't want to meet a giant water serpent. I don't like them. In some groups in the area, it was also known as the Mooliwonk. So a few people had seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And the indigenous groups in the area told the Europeans about women and children being attacked by the creature while they stood on the shores of the river.
So it's not friendly.
It's not a friendly thing.
It's not like, hey guys, just catching my fish for the day. What's up?
Apparently it was like snatching people.
Okay. It's also not even just like, you know, coming for you in a knowing way. You're just like hanging out there and you're catching some fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then your like, child disappears.
Bam. Gone.
Gone.
And there's ancient Aboriginal cave art that backs this up.
Oh no, that freaks me out.
Dating back thousands of years. There was one on the website that did look a bit like a chalk outline, but there's some legit stuff that researchers have looked into. So there's art on a cliff at Wiseman's Ferry with three images up to 2 metres long showing the distinct features of the monster and in particular its flippers. Researchers have also confirmed Aboriginal art found on sandstone cliffs in Woi Woi to be that of a plesiosaur.
Which is that dinosaur.
Yeah. And there are also cave drawings resembling a similar monster at Mugamara Sanctuary near Barara. So all in the area, all the same looking thing. So the creature was described as, and it also looks like in these pictures, having a snake-like head.
No.
A long neck, a large body with two sets of flippers.
That's far too many flippers.
I reckon
for
that's one set too many.
It is. I just don't
know. Like seals have one and they're cute.
You don't need more than one set of flippers.
Nah. Two is aggressive. And a long eel-like tail.
No, I fucking hate eels. I hate them.
Eels
they are the scum.
Worst.
They are the scum of the waters.
Have you ever eaten eel?
No, and I never will.
I won't either, but I'm just trying to find a reason as to why eels exist.
I know.
And if they're delicious, then like maybe what? That's the reason.
Why are you here? Like,
why are eels?
Well, aren't they like those weird fish you used to get when you... Did you ever a fish tank when you were little?
Yes.
Before, like, your mum let you get any pet? They were like, fine, you can have fish?
Yeah. Mum's a real pet person, though.
Oh, okay. See, so we had everything. My parents were just like, absolutely not to everything. And then they were like, fine, you can have a fish.
You have one singular fish.
I had snails.
Fish.
That I got from the garden. Then I had fish.
Snails.
Then we had
pests.
Hermit crabs. Then we had a rabbit. Then we had a dog.
Right.
It took so long to get to the dog.
So
but
I
anyway.
Was born and there was a cat in the house.
Oh, okay. Well, you're already sorted.
Yeah.
But my fish tank, we got told. Now that I think about this, I feel like my dad just blindly believes what anyone who is animal related tells him.
Yeah.
And so we're at the fish shop and I remember them saying, oh, you should get these fish because they eat all the like crap, literal crap on the bottom of the tank. And it like means you don't have to clean it as often because they're kind of eating it.
Yeah.
And they're disgusting. They look like tiny catfish.
Oh, yes. Like,
They have a suction. Yeah. So bad. I hate them. They had a suction thing and they were just horrible.
Is that
horrible.
What you got as
well,
a pet?
No. We got normal fish.
All right.
And then they just were in there too.
Ugh.
But they were just, they sucked. Like they
like
literally
little
sucked, but they also just
pets.
Sucked as types of fish. And I imagine eels maybe behave similarly, but they're all through Centennial Park, the water.
Really?
Yeah. And when I was little, we used to like chuck bread for the ducks and then you just have this eel go like out of the water and eat it. And it was so aggressive.
I hate that.
They're aggressive, they're ugly, and they're bad. And have you ever had one touch your leg when swimming?
I'm scared of fish
when
swimming, so I probably have, but just don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know
think about it.
But I went in enough, like, you know, water things on my trip that I definitely would have happened.
Ugh.
Ooh. Anyway, weird
horrible
segue
creatures.
About eels, but they suck.
They
I agree.
Do suck. So this is like a giant one with
a
two
giant
sets
one with a snake head.
And a snake head.
No.
It was anywhere between 7 and 24 meters long.
No.
Which is big.
7 is doable.
7's still like bigger than a shark. How big is a shark?
I thought, oh my God, do you know what I just thought?
What? You were looking at the ground, you went, oh my God,
I thought
there was
mentally,
an eel there.
I was mentally working it out and I thought, because I just confused feet and meters just then. And
oh.
I was like, that's like just a man's height. It's 6 foot.
A basketballer on another basketballer's shoulders.
This is like 50 basketball.
Yeah. This is 7 meters as long.
Yeah.
And 24 is just...
That's the size of like a barge.
That's obnoxiously long.
Yeah.
So you might be thinking this sounds familiar and that I'm talking about a bunyip, but I'm not.
Oh, no. I wasn't thinking that at all. I was just thinking of the Loch Ness Monster. No, bunyips had like crocodile mouths and shit.
Well, that's the thing. All the descriptions of the bunyip were kind of different.
Yeah.
Whereas every single description of this thing and all the drawings, it looks the same.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's just people copying each other. Just
no.
Just like, hey, I saw this cool thing. You should draw it. And like, it's just like a legend that gets passed on, or if it's actual.
I like to think the latter.
There's also people have said they've seen slide marks.
No.
On the shores of the Hawkesbury.
No.
Because that's how it would have to get about because it doesn't
have legs. Like crocodiles do.
Yeah.
No. Nah. So it comes out of the water is what we're thinking and hangs out.
And hangs out. Rex Gilroy thinks that it comes out and like lays eggs.
Oh, like turtles.
Like a turtle.
But maybe I like to think it would be slower on land, like crocodiles and turtles. Like they're not very good.
They're a bit
once
clumsy.
Once they're up, they're sort of like you're going to be okay. That's you know where I take that from is just that movie Rogue.
Yes. Oh, that was scary.
That's a good movie.
That is a
stale
good
movie
stale
recommendation.
Movie. Great stale movie.
Anyway.
Like an Aussie horror movie.
Yeah, and it was a good one.
It was good.
I liked it.
So Rex Gilroy is of the belief it's not a bunyip. He thinks it's descended from the plesiosaur, which is the water-dwelling dinosaur.
I'm with Rex on that.
So he said on his site, this is a quote from him, scientists who ridicule the plesiosaur survival theory and dismiss outright our very own Hawkesbury River Nessie as nonsense should recall the coelacanth, a fish once thought extinct since dinosaur times until a living specimen was caught off the African coast in 1938.
What? I didn't even know about that. That's crazy.
This fact leads zoologists to speculate that many more species of long thought extinct or as yet unknown species of sea life still await discovery in the ocean depths, which I totally believe too.
Oh, hard agree. Yeah. What about that weird bit of water? Have we talked about this before? Like the how the ocean and then there's that gross bit.
Yes.
That's really deep and no one's been to the bottom of it. Oh, there's 1,000,000% everyone's down there. That's where Harold Holt is with
the
mermaids.
All hanging out with huge dinosaur, swimming dinosaurs. It's 100%.
So fucked. The ocean is fucked and there's a lot of it.
I'm so scared of it.
I don't like it. My biggest fear, I reckon, like if I were... This is a horrible thing to say when I'm going to be in a plane tomorrow, but if I were in a plane crash.
Don't. Why are you
I would rather be in one of those like ones where the people, no, I don't want to die. Okay. So say I'm in a plane crash where no one dies, like a nice one, you know,
right?
Where it's just kind of like spicy.
Like a water landing?
No, this is what I mean. I don't want a water landing because then you have to go down the slide and hang about in the fucking open ocean.
Yes.
And I know that generally, like I've learned this, that all the big scary shit that they all hang around like the coast.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like sharks and shit. This could be completely untrue. I'm saying this very factually and I don't actually know what I'm talking about, but I'm pretty sure they hang out more like coastal because they follow like the fish and like.
Yeah. But what about my least favorite, the whale?
Oh, I know. They're,
imagine if a fucking whale went past you.
They even go up and down the coast, don't they? Because they're always up and down the Aussie coast.
But I thought they only did that like in a certain period of time because they're like going to mate in warm water.
Maybe. Well, the point being there's stuff in there and we don't know what's there.
That's another sale movie. Open water. It's open water. Is that the one based on that case that I want to do at some point? I'm going to stop talking about it then.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, enough with the stale movie recommendations.
Stale movie hour.
The point
with Josie
being, I 100% agree.
Yes.
There's
Rex
weird
is right.
shit everywhere and you can't be
it
definitive.
Can hide.
Yes.
I mean,
know everything.
There's a fucking whole plane that went fucking missing.
Yes, there's several.
Which is another case we should do.
Yes.
You know, I think it's harder for land animals to remain undiscovered.
You just do jazz hands.
For millions of years.
I'm just imagining them coming out being like, hey.
Hey. You know, like there's not a T-Rex on Earth because we would have seen it. Because most of Earth has been explored. Whereas the ocean is just.
Yeah, but I disagree because you've got like. What about like really remote, Alaska or something?
True.
I don't know. Could be a T-Rex hanging out up there.
Like
probably
a white
not.
One? Like
Jurassic Park, stale movie recommendation.
the greatest movie.
Fucking islands of dinosaurs.
That's true.
I mean,
but
to be fair, they know.
And they made them.
Yeah.
From the amber.
That's true. Oh, fuck, I could watch that whole thing again.
It's such a good fucking movie. I love it.
Beginning to the end, all of them. Even like the shittest one, in my opinion.
The Lost World?
The newest one.
Oh, the Chris Pratt? Well,
Chris Pratt was great.
Yes, the second one was
bad. The second
bad.
Chris Pratt
Very
was
bad.
Subpar.
And I love Chris Pratt.
He didn't even save it.
He couldn't
the
even
first
save
one,
that one. The first one
kissy
was great.
Kissy fingers.
Yeah, that was awesome. Wow.
What is this? All Aussie movie recommendation hour.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. I'm actually not sorry, but I'm like fake sorry. To anyone who, like I'm saying sorry, but I'm not actually.
Oh, it's like a token apology.
A token apology to anyone that comes here just for the mysteries, which I don't even really.
I don't
still
think anyone is
now,
anymore.
I don't. You're all just here for the whatever may come.
What if Rex Gilroy is listening out of interest?
I think he would really appreciate our love for him and his wife and our interest in their relationship, which is bordering on creepy.
Yeah.
And also that you have said the words Rex Gilroy
so many times.
You cannot call him
it's
Rex.
It's such a great name though, Rex Gilroy. It's like...
It can't be real.
It's like...
he has to have made up one part of it.
It's just like one of those names that has to be both names.
Yeah.
Like he's in the FBI.
Yeah.
Rex Gilroy, FBI.
He sounds like
it sounds made up.
That's what I said. I feel like one or the other word has been made up.
Like his name's Reg Gilbert, and he's just
or like Roy Gilmort.
Gilmort's still kind of fun though.
Reginald. It's the T Rex.
It's the T Rex living in Alaska.
Robert Gilbort.
Yeah, that's less spicy than Rex Gilroy.
I think Robert Gelbort's pretty good still, but anyway, continue.
Anyway, Rex says,
sorry.
Information collected so far suggests to me that the creatures are breeding somewhere offshore and laying their eggs inland. So there's like some kind of sex den where they're like there's just 24 meter beasts rooting in the Ku-ring-gai Chase National Park.
I have such a horrendous visual. Oh, and the eel tails whipping around in excitement. Oh, no. Oh,
I don't want to know.
I don't either.
Rex says this would not be out of character as there were both freshwater and saltwater breeds during the Cretaceous period.
So, again, like crocs.
Like, yes. He said they're still being seen in the Hawkesbury River, of course, which is not surprising because it's such a deep river. Actually, it's a sunken valley.
Yeah.
So, like we said, it's so fucking deep.
Yeah.
There could be anything in there.
And long and wide. Mm-hmm. It's like a very big river.
It's very big. So I have now just a lot of stories.
I love stories.
Because that's basically the facts because it always looks the same. It's not like the Bunyip where you had about eight varieties of awful descriptions. It just looks like a big
But that, if anything, makes messy. Me believe more in it.
Yes. So there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are from mysteriousaustralia.com.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an email address on there where you can submit sightings and things. Oh, but also heaven. Rex Gilroy has collected a lot of them over the years and interviewed people. So we're going to start in 1935 when a group of workmen, alerted by a workmate, ceased repair work on the bridge to watch a 40-foot long or more. Rex does everything in feet because he's old.
That helps me.
Yeah.
Because I obviously was thinking in feet.
Yes.
Because I was thinking of height because now it's why am I comparing it to a human?
I know. No one knows. 40 feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's, big.
I hate it. That's horribly big.
Greyish coloured, plesiosaur-like sea creature swimming below them, headed westward upriver in broad daylight. Its head, long neck, large body with two sets of long paddle-like flippers and a long eel-like tail were clearly visible below.
So it's like fat.
Yes. It has a big it's fat. Like it's like Nessie.
Portly. It's portly, yeah.
Long neck and then quite fat.
Yeah.
With its four so flippers.
It could sort of eat sort of a large cow and it would sort of go down its throat like a snake but then be like hanging out in its stomach.
Yeah. That relates to an upcoming story.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Locals believe there is a spot a few kilometres downstream to the west of the North Richmond Bridge where boats and people have vanished under mysterious circumstances. Victims, they say, of the monster.
Yes. Agree.
Hard agree. Here's a story from 1945 from a fisherman named John Nelson. A few hundred yards away. Yards? It is 1945.
Where are we now?
What's a yard?
Who knows?
I'm just picturing like
a
backyards.
Stone's throw. A stick and a rocks throw away.
What? I don't know what yards are.
20 micro centimetres away.
It's like, was he buying things in shillings?
He probably was. Gold bullion.
There was a large yacht anchored and we could see at least 12 people moving about on it. Then suddenly, 50 yards away to the east of our launch.
I don't know where we are, but yeah.
I have no concept of this.
We're somewhere, yep.
There was a disturbance in the water and we got the shock of our lives when this ugly snake-like head rose from the surface, looking directly at us.
Oh my God, don't.
We reckoned later that its neck was at least 2 feet thick.
That's... I can figure that one out.
Yeah, I can picture that and I don't like it.
What's that like? Say my leg. I'm like 5'9" or 5'8".
That's like...
So half of me is...
Its neck.
So half, so like to there. Fuck
almost,
that
yeah.
neck.
That's a thick neck.
That's a thick neck.
Yeah. That's like honey badger.
It's like you're like a... It's like a league, a rugby league
yeah, rugby,
neck.
It's a rugby league player looking directly at them. The head was a good 2.5 feet long by about 1.5 feet wide. Very specific.
Yeah.
Within moments, the head had risen up to about 10 feet. How many measurements does John Nelson need to include?
I mean, that did scare me because now I'm like, we've got this 2 foot wide neck and now
coming
it's going
10 feet above
fuck
the water.
Everything about that.
The scaly creature being a dark grey in colour, but for the underside of the neck, which was a pale yellowish white. By now we could see humps appearing. So some
and it's
descriptions
scaly.
Have these humps.
And also scaly shocked me because I thought it was going to be more of a like seal kind of vibe.
Yeah, but
not hair, like the like whale. You know, yes. Whales are just like that, like smooth, leathery, yeah. Like leathery. Mm.
No, it's like more like, no, maybe more like a croc vibe.
No, I hate that.
Humps. As the monster's body came into view, there were two of them about 20 feet apart, 2 to 3 feet. I'm telling you, oh my John God,
he needs to
Nelson,
chill out.
I think he's doing it to make his story sound more believable.
He just sounds like a maths nerd.
Very specifically describing it. We could also see a disturbance in the water coming from flippers, barely visible below surface, and there was disturbance behind the creature, presumably from a moving tail. We watched the monster as it looked slowly for about 5 minutes. It's a very long time.
That's a really long time.
It made no effort to harm us. Anyway, Bob, I don't know who Bob is. Suddenly Bob's in this story. Bob suggested we leave.
Okay. We're going to need Bob's some context smart, from you.
After yeah. 5 minutes, Bob's finally like, should we get five the fuck whole out of here?
Minutes. Imagine you and me just staring at this thing for 5 whole minutes, just going, okay.
5 minutes is a really long time.
I mean, like I get kind of a 10-second delay mm-hmm. of let's suss out what's going on here. Yeah. But once you kind of, I think 30 seconds max yes. to work out whether it's going to eat you or not, you know.
And then you'd be hightailing it out yeah. of there. Not 5 entire minutes.
No.
Bob suggested we leave. We moved off towards the shore. At this, the monster suddenly splashed below the surface and we got a momentary glance of its tail, paddle-like and perhaps 15 feet in length. I don't know I how don't big know where we're the at. Total measurement of this animal I just, is.
I've lost him on all the measurements. Right now it is a giant ball of scales.
Yeah.
With
very long.
With a rugby head, with like a rugby neck and a
Nick
and
Cummins a, head
and a big
neck,
big face.
by now, the people on the yacht had sighted the creature also, and were moving about, agitated and shouting. We could see the head reappear just above the surface as the monster headed toward the yacht.
No,
submerging about 50 feet. Fuck's sake, John! From the craft, we waited a while. And there being no more sign of the monster, we motored over to the yacht and its occupants. Some of them had observed the animal's flippers, 4 of them, and up to several feet in length, thrashing about below the surface. Oh, finally, they've totaled the measurement.
Oh.
We all agreed the monster could have been from 45 to 50 feet in length. That's
I
big.
I thought that was going to go to a way worse
like
place.
150 feet.
No, I mean, like, I got very scared when it was going toward the
yes,
yacht.
Yes, but it didn't do anything.
No, but I was like, fuck me up. Imagine watching like a giant thing.
Just eat a yacht whole.
Yeah. No.
12
thanks.
People on the yacht. Bob would be like, I be told like, you we
buddy.
Should leave. I've been saying
after
it. After
5 minutes. Full minutes, I said, time to go.
Just staring, having like a staring competition
just
with
such
this creature.
A long time.
Oh, John, I don't,
like,
I don't know if I believe that story from John.
No. It's like, you know, when you microwave your food, it's like a minute is a long time.
It's a long. I'm never more conscious of time than when I'm microwaving my yes. food and I'm hungry. I'm just like, why is a minute and a half
the longest
agonizing wait of my life?
Agonizing levels of time.
And then I get it out too early and then it's mm-hmm. lukewarm, but I eat it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad everyone's okay.
Everyone's okay. Now, that story's boring. So there's a story from 1960 which involves the monster actually taking someone.
No.
Allegedly, a policeman, one of a number of guests in a yachting party.
I mean, there's where you started wrong.
Vanished without a trace while standing at the stern rail of the vessel. This quote is on mysteriousaustralia.com with no attribution whatsoever, so I have no idea who said it. One moment he was there. We all turned away while someone was talking, and when one of us looked back, he was gone. There was a disturbance in the river as if something had come up out of the water and snatched him. The scene of this incident – oh, this is no longer a quote. This is just the website. The scene of the incident was near Broken Bay. It was near the same spot 20 years later that two men seated on a cruiser suddenly felt something heavy strike their boat, knocking them over. Quote, whatever it was huge, and there was a swirling in the water about us as our craft twisted in the current. Then about 100 feet away, heading up the Hawkesbury, we spotted a large dark shape in the water. Uh-oh. So a similar spot was hanging around.
Yeah.
The website also claims that in the 1970s, two people went missing and their boat was found smashed to pieces. But I couldn't find any evidence of
that
actually occurring. Like that hasn't been reported anywhere that I could find. So maybe that's made up, but still spicy.
Or covered up.
covered up by the government, who know who the Hawkesbury River Monster is.
Yep, they've just got, like they know who the Lithgow Panther is.
They've got secret files.
Who it is. They know exactly who.
They talk to him regularly.
This creature is. They know who it is. Yeah, they speak to him on the phone. And they say, you just keep your identity a secret.
And you just stay in the depths.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't you come fucking, out.
What have we said? We'll give you all the fish you want. Sometimes we'll even give you a human if you just fucking stay down there.
Yeah. Don't come out to your sex den.
Don't put your head up and then your big
stare at someone
rugby
for
neck.
5 straight minutes. Just don't do it.
Just hang out underneath there. Come up at 3 in the morning when no one's looking.
Yes.
If you need a breather.
There are actually a bunch of sightings in the 70s.
Okay.
Which I've got a few theories as to why. Maybe there were a few monsters hanging around because Rex Gilroy thinks there's several. It's not just one.
Yeah, because they're fucking like
and it's been animals. Like thousands of years. So people just making outlandish claims because they saw others doing so in the paper or drugs because everyone was on drugs in the 70s. Maybe a lovely combination.
Mm-hmm. The marijuana's are definitely involved
everyone
here.
Was injecting bongs and like, oh, my and God, like it's a monster. It's like a tiny
LSD.
Fish. Yeah, just
injecting LSD into the
eyeballs.
Eyeball. I don't know. Are those things you can even do?
Can you inject into your eyeball? I think you can't.
Maybe you can. Can you inject things in? Yeah. Can you generally? Seems like a bad idea.
I don't know enough about about it. That's for another mystery. So one of the most famous stories from the 70s mm-hmm. is this one from 1979 that gets wheeled out because I saw it on lots of different papers mm-hmm. and websites. It's a woman named Rosemary Turner. So I think she just like told everyone she could find about this experience.
Mood, yeah.
She'd been biking in the area and she was standing on a bridge over the Hawkesbury having a bit of a break. Her bike was like up against the thing. She's just kind of looking at the nice view. It's 3 p.m. The water's calm. Quote, mm-hmm. all of a sudden this large, shiny and scaly.
Okay, yeah, but that makes sense to me. I can see the shiny and scaly, but I wanted it to be shiny and leathery.
Right. Shiny, scaly, black pair of humps rose 2 feet. Oh, my God. I just believe this is Rex putting feet into everything.
Yeah.
I think he likes the measurements.
Weren't
maybe.
Weren't we using feet for a long time as a measurement?
Yeah, we were. But, like, why does every story so specifically measure everything? It's for some reason it's bothering me.
Yeah, it does seem coincidental that they're all coming from his website and all of these people are obsessed with
just
specific
measurements
of parts of a beast. I mean, if you see a beast, I'm not going to go, yes, and I think its hump was 2.25 feet in height.
And then its
I'm
gonna
body be like,
was 10 feet.
A fucking huge, scaly fuck over there.
I
didn't
know it was big. You'd just
was
be panicking.
It was a big, fat whale
it was
monster.
Just big. I could clearly see 2 long flippers, at least a few feet in length, moving below the surface. At this moment, a head appeared 15 feet ahead of the humps. I guess it's just giving us an idea of
the size.
The scale of
it's
it.
It's fine.
The animal appeared to be facing an east-west position.
What? East to west.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, what? How do you... Okay.
4 feet of a head and neck rose above the water and I could partly make out the tail just below the surface. The head of the monster reminded me of a snake. Ugly. That's not very nice.
Mm.
What would a snake have to say about you, Rosemary?
I don't think snakes look particularly ugly. I hate them.
Mm.
They look quite slick.
Yeah.
Quite slick little guys.
Yeah, they're not ugly.
Terrifying, but like, and here's what's ugly, and fucking owl, they're ugly.
They're ugly. Yeah, they are ugly. I'm sick of the feet. It quickly sank beneath the waves, the tail rising out of the water and a quick flip as the monster plunged into the depths, leaving a great wake in the water. She said, I wasn't seeing things. It was right there in the water, out there in the middle of the river, with its snake-like head moving from side to side.
I hate it a lot.
So this story fucked me up a bit. This is really scary. This is about George and Jan Cayley. They were living in a houseboat moored in Broken Bay near Pittwater in mid-1979, same year as Rosemary Turner's little incident. One early morning in bad weather with rain pouring down outside, they were laying in bed when suddenly they felt their home being lifted up out of the water.
What the fuck?
their bed, furniture and other items tumbled over, ending in a heap to one side of the room as the vessel was tipped to one side. Then the vessel splashed over, righting itself in the water once more. Fighting their way out of their bed and the maze of overturned furniture and finding the rest of the living area a total wreck, they emerged onto the deck hoping to see what had caused the accident. A boat, they thought at first. However, through the downpour, they were horrified to see an enormous body moving out across the bay, a long-necked, serpent-headed beast paddling towards the opposite shore and then gradually submerging out of sight. Friends who later helped us clean up all the broken crockery and other household goods had no difficulty believing our story. They said other people had similar stories to tell.
So it's not like it on purpose, no, did it? It's like it bumped boom. It with yeah. one of its humps. Okay. Because yes. it seems so far like it's not really that aggressive. Like it's not like trying to eat anyone. It's just hanging out.
Yes, but I missed a story.
Oh.
I forgot.
Oh. So let's rewind.
We're going back now to, 1949.
Mm-hmm.
When at the Lower Hawkesbury, a young couple in a rowing boat saw a bull on a sandbank about 300 yards away from them, drinking from a creek flowing into the river. As they looked in the direction of the bull, they also spotted a large snake-like head, a good 3 feet in length, appear from the water and rise up on the end of a long neck. A large humped body appeared. I'm taking all the feet out. There's so many feet and so many measurements.
We've worked it out.
The reptile grabbed the bull, dragging it into the water. With the girl screaming, the boy rowed in a panic for the shore. The whole incident was over within seconds, it seemed. And although they told locals later, not everyone wanted to believe them. But the owner of the bull did find blood on the sand and the marks of a struggle. And of course, the bull had disappeared.
I mean, it sounds so crocodile-like. In yes. its behavior, because that's how crocs do it. They'll just like snatch something from yes. the shore and then it's gone and you don't see it.
Yeah.
And also, I still feel like this is a friendly sounding monster because, I mean, it has to eat. It's
a bull.
It's got to fucking eat.
It's just a bull.
A bull to it is like a chicken to us, you know?
Yeah. And all the stories that are like people disappeared and like people were snatched. Like I can't find any actual police reports of like missing people in the area. So I'm not sure about those. 1980, a case of Mr. Brian Fishburne. In December 1980, he and two other mates were in a 4 meter long motorboat off Juno Point on Broken Bay. This is Brian talking.
Mm-hmm.
The time was 6 p.m. on dusk when we saw a large object with two humps on the surface ahead of us. I'm not talking about the feet. As we approached it close enough, I prodded the body with an oar.
No.
Thinking the animal was perhaps dead. A whale?
Also, what? Okay. Oh, my God. There's so many things here. Why is there a whale in the Hawkesbury River? Number two, why are you poking a large mass in the water?
Just don't poke
Only
it.
Only bad things. Like, if it was a dead whale, why are you poking it? Just leave it.
Just ignore it. Then, to our shock, the animal began to move. Submerging before us, thank Christ. God. It then headed off against the current towards Brooklyn at about 2 to 3 knots speed.
Yeah, what?
I don't know what a knot is.
Shut up, ship person.
So that was interesting. It was just kind of hanging out there.
Mm.
And this most recent sighting is not from Rex's website. Oh. It's from Yahoo 7 News and it's from 2017.
Oh, God, that's very recent.
And it actually has photos.
Fuck off. I want to see them.
But of course.
Tell me the story first.
They're terribly grainy because it's 2017, but they decided to take a toaster with them to take photos.
I do not understand. I was thinking about this because I was going to ask you at the end if there were photos.
Yeah.
And then I was remembering when you were talking about the Tassie tiger and how it's like, why are all the photos taken of any mysterious creature?
Yeah.
Like you took them through, it's almost like you've taken through a sort of sheer muslin curtain.
Yes.
And it's like, why is that happening?
Well, every time. Panther.
My phone is great.
We've got great phones these days. There's no excuses.
There's no excuse.
No excuse anymore. So a Sydney man named Fetty Ada was fishing near Patonga. That's where Rackman showed up that day. Not that day. That would be very weird.
No.
Both things to happen on the same day. Many years beforehand. Anyway, this bloke was with his siblings, daughter and grandchildren about to toss their line into the river. I've written. Is that what people do when they're fishing? I don't know. I've never like fished.
Whoosh, something. Yep.
When they saw an odd sight.
Oh, no.
This is Mr. Ada talking to Yahoo 7 News. It looked human the way it lifted its head up. It was very strange. We saw it for about 10 seconds. It looked over towards us like, who are these people? It loves to just stare for 5 minutes.
Very uncomfortable staring from this creature.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people on the Hawkesbury.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it's so shocked and taken aback to see more.
Yeah.
He says, my brother threw some bait in and then it just got scared off. Why would you throw bait in? Why would you encourage it?
Because people are so dumb. These people deserve to be eaten by the walkthrough of a monster. I'm sorry. When you see a monster, just look at it for 5 straight minutes and then leave.
And then listen to Bob.
Listen to Bob.
And leave. Don't poke Bob it with an oar.
Bob doesn't sound real. Like, Bob is the name you give Bob's someone when so you're making up. Them up.
I know. I don't – you know, I love Rex Gilroy. But I don't know about all these stories, I have to say. So precise.
Some
their feet.
Are mildly alarming.
Yes.
Just mildly.
But anyway, boringly, the secretary of the Hawkesbury River Rescue, Felicity Brownrigg, fucking killjoy, looked at the video and debunked it saying,
oh, fuck off.
It's most likely a seal.
No. I'm sorry. A seal is small and cute.
Yeah.
A Hawkesbury River monster is... very large
feet.
And fat.
Yeah.
And has
a very
a
long
snake head.
Neck. Yeah. And a snake. Seals are so cute. You'd never be like, this head popped down and it was ugly if it was a seal.
No,
they're really cute. They look like stuffed animals.
Yeah.
They're like, hello.
Do you know
whiskers.
What aren't cute? Platypuses. They're not that cute.
I haven't seen one. You know that I want to see one badly.
I saw one and it was pretty terrifying looking. Like, I would almost say if this wasn't a giant monster, I would almost be like, was it a platypus?
Yes.
Because when they pop their head out, they don't look cute. They look kind of weird and creepy. Because it's not like the whole little bill cute thing.
Yeah.
It's like this little like floating mass and it's like eyes are looking at you.
I mean, a lot of Australian animals are pretty weird looking.
Oh, all of them are.
Kangaroos are very weird looking.
Like
if you've never
think,
seen one before, you'd be like, what the actual
I always
fuck?
Imagine what
the settlers,
like the settlers would have thought.
Like, what the actual shit is that?
More so than the Crims, like the people that came over willingly.
Yes.
As opposed to being forced to come over because they had
stolen
one
slice of bread.
Gram of bread. Because they were the ones that moved out to the country.
Yeah.
And then, like, made farms and shit. And they would have just been like, imagine, like, Hunter Valley vibes.
Yes, yes.
Or where else is like that, like, down the coast, like, South Coast vibes. Have fucking shit tons of kangaroos in the evening everywhere.
And
imagine that, but you've never seen one before.
And it just kind of hops past you. And they're fucking huge.
I know, terrifying. And then the, like, dad ones
with
get
the big
really
muscles?
Protective. And they're, like, standing up. And you'd be like... I'm going to die because there's a hairy man.
Yes.
With a tail
and
giant legs literally staring me down with his chest out.
Yep. It would be so scary. And even like an echidna.
Oh, God, yeah. But at least they like lumber around, not so
No,
boundy.
You wouldn't be scared, but you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Wombats are so cute though. They're my favorite.
Little blocks.
Just blocky, just lumbering around. Mm-hmm. But yes, a lot of people have kind of debunked these sightings as like apparently it's not unheard of for like a whale or even a bull shark.
Bull shark, yeah.
Or a seal to get lost. And
whales
end up,
weird.
End up in the Hawkesbury.
How many whales end up in the Hawkesbury?
Look, this is just what these boring people have said.
This is just what that
Rex would never say this.
No, just what that council lady
but
said.
Some of these boring council people have said it's just a whale, but... You know what? I have no more research. Now we're just talking.
Yeah.
There's just so many stories. Like I only read a few of the stories that are on the website.
Yeah.
They're separated by decades. And there's so many. I just picked like the most fun ones.
Yeah.
And he always looks the same.
Yes. And also I just think a whale getting in there is pretty preposterous as well. Like seals, sure. Bull sharks, absolutely. Because I know that up in the Gold Coast where my aunt lives, bull sharks get in the river's system there all
like,
the time.
Whoa.
And they're really scary and once we swim across it.
But sharks don't look like this.
No, this is what I mean. It's sort of like how do you excuse these giant sizes of beast just constantly coming up, you know? Whales
literally
don't
have to be
neck.
Like a humpback whale, like a blue whale.
And they don't have long necks.
And they don't have long necks.
Blue whale, my God.
blue whales are literally, that's what I'm most terrified of.
What about whale sharks though? Do you hate them?
No. Nah. And just, you know, I don't hate killer whales either.
That's so ridiculously specific such a weird in your flex. Whale hatred.
But blue whales, I'm so scared of. Mm. They're so big.
Are they the ones that have those weird, float. The weird like...
Yes, I hate that stuff.
Oh my God, what is that?
It's called like, I want to say baleen.
Yeah, the weird string.
And it, because they just fucking swim with their mouth open.
Yeah.
The laziest, clumsiest creatures.
Imagine how much shit they'd get in there.
They're just like... And they just float along, and that's just to stop like shit getting in there because they only want like
the krill.
Krill, mm-hmm. Which is so weird. Why wouldn't you just eat fish?
I don't know.
I hate whales.
Just be more like a killer whale.
Be more aggressive. Mm. Be like a murderous creature.
Fight for your food, like everyone else has to. Anyway, back to the Hawkesbury
back
River
to this,
monster.
I don't buy it. Maybe a seal. There's a very old photo. I'll put it in the group.
Mm-hmm.
That popped up in some of these stories, and it's like all these old timey men standing on like a jetty with this big fucking creature with flippers.
Mm.
But I'm pretty sure it's just a big fucking seal.
Yeah.
Like one of those really big ones.
Yeah.
Because it only has one set of flippers.
Yeah, no.
And it looks like a seal.
So it's like that time the Tantanoola tiger, remember that?
Yes.
And everyone was like, this is a weird creature. And it was like, no.
Yeah.
That's not even a tiger. That's just a dog.
That's just that's a feral dog. That's just boo boo. So I actually totally believe this.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe all of these hundreds of stories.
Yeah.
Because that whole thing of having a 5-minute face off.
Yeah.
Was a bit it's weird. It's a bit of a weird flex.
Yeah.
But yes, I think it's out there. So now I'm going to be looking with great interest every time I go
yes.
over that.
You
want to
spot that. Footy
I
want to
spot that fat. Head rising 20 feet yep. specifically above the water. And what's with the humps? Seals don't have humps. Sharks
yes.
don't have humps.
Yes.
Humpback whales have humps.
But they're,
they?
They're more like knobbly, not like
yeah,
humps.
Yeah, they're like little pimply type
yeah.
things.
Oh, they're not very nice.
I hate them.
I was also going to say with the drawings, because yes. when I went to Kakadu, there's mm-hmm. a lot of Indigenous rock art everywhere and there's a lot of like stories and stuff attached
yes,
to it.
Yeah.
And I was talking to somebody about, I went to an art gallery up there that was really cool and I've forgotten the name, which was annoying because I would recommend it to anyone that went there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to them about these little, they're like spirits and they're called, I've forgotten what they're called, but they're mischievous but friendly.
Right.
And at a lot of the places around, sorry, this is a bit of a long-winded conversation
no,
to come back to
I
something.
Like it.
A lot of the places, like Devil's Marbles is another example where there's these spirits
yeah.
and they appear like real, like physical, and they like fuck with you essentially.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because then they're all in the drawings and so on. And people talk about them still to this day, like talk about seeing people at the Devil's Marbles, like seeing these creatures and,
right.
you know, and all of these things. And so it's that kind of vibe of like, it's not, you know, you could say, oh, okay, so the Indigenous rock art around there is just of a story that they
yes,
told,
just,
you know, because
it's like they didn't
always
have books,
morals.
So they wanted to tell the story
yeah.
somehow.
And there's that kind of line of thinking, but then most, I mean, in my experience, most Indigenous people or groups more saying, well, no, they're also real. Like it's
yes,
like,
and a lot of their art depicts actual day-to-day activities.
Yeah.
So it'll be like men hunting, like it'll be pictures of men with spears
yes.
and like actual animals like kangaroos.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So
it's like it's not, they're not drawings of stories,
yeah.
they're drawings of real shit
yes.
and real things and they just happen to be a story
yeah.
that works as a moral. And
so it's like, it's hard to know if these drawings specifically were like, ooh, this is like a story that I heard and I want to show you, or like, warning, there's this huge fucking
yes.
thing out in the river, be careful.
Yes, because maybe one person made it up and told a bunch of other people
yes.
who
yeah.
also drew it. Is that
yeah.
what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they've all seen it, which is
yeah.
where I go.
Yes, and I think it's interesting.
Because I don't think rock art was used like that. Like, I don't think it was like, hey, I heard this weird story.
Sick.
I'll just draw it for
yeah.
you. It's like, no, this is real.
And there were different groups in those areas.
And they wouldn't be necessarily, I'm not like super, super schooled on my Indigenous history, but I don't think that they would be necessarily associating with each other. Some groups do, because then there was like Hanging Rock where
it was like several groups came together.
So maybe they did, but at the same time, they're definitely within their own.
Separate sightings of it. That's what I think is interesting, because it's in various locations around the Central Coast. Now I want to go look at them because they're still there. Yes. What photo was I going to show you? I want
to
show you.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see the 2017 photo that then was debunked. Not.
Okay. Where is it? Here it is. To me, it looks like a turtle.
Okay. Look. That's 1,000,000% a turtle.
And taken on a toaster.
Taken on a toaster. It's like the most zoomed in thing you've ever seen. It definitely does not look as big as everyone's saying it is. It looks like the size of a seal or one of those big turtles.
Yeah, a huge turtle.
With the little pointy nose.
Like, but I saw a turtle once and it scared the shit out of me. Like, it was big and it put its head up like that. And
they have a scary face.
Yes. I was jet skiing. My friend growing up, her dad had a jet ski. He had a bit of a midlife crisis thing going on and he had a jet ski. And he bought a pool table. He had like a Mercedes and all this stuff. Anyway, over a weekend he'd take us out to like Lake Macquarie. Or we'd go up further north towards.
This also sounds very Miami Vice to me.
Yeah, well, kind of wasn't though, because it's just like Newcastle.
Okay.
So it was just like.
So like sort of sad.
Go Miami out on Vice. The lake.
Yeah.
And we were kind of north of Newcastle, like Nelson Bay type area.
Yeah.
And we went out and it was like a 3-person one and I was in the middle because I was like the guest. So yeah. If anyone was going to get flung off, it'd be his own daughter.
Nice.
So I was like sandwiched between them and we're like going and then we saw this huge turtle but like it was all under the water and then just put its head up and me and my friend were like screamed like go faster. She was like hitting him and I was in the middle. she's like go faster default. He's like okay fine. And then another time we're in Lake Macquarie and he just told us to jump off because he wanted to go by himself. And he's like swim over to that little island and it was only like 3 meters that we had to swim, but we were so scared because of that one time we saw a turtle in a completely different body of water.
Yeah,
we're like, what else is in the depths of Lake Macquarie?
Who knows?
You don't know. But yes, I've been scared of big turtles ever since.
They are terrifying looking.
And I think that's what this man saw.
I think so too, but that doesn't discredit all the other sightings.
It
that
doesn't.
We have heard of.
If you've seen a Hawkesbury River monster, tell us.
I'd love anywhere. I mean, ideally in the Hawkesbury.
Yeah.
I think that we need to now narrow it down that we have like 6,000 people in the group. But, you know, ideally in the Hawkesbury.
Yeah,
but I'm welcoming also other river stories of monsters.
Yeah, I was reading on, what's it called, Mysterious Australia, that there's similar stories in New Zealand of similar looking monster, plus is obviously the Loch Ness monster.
Yes.
And they all look kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's been sightings around, where else did he say? Kind of like off South Africa, like.
Yeah.
So he believes that there's this species kind of all over the world.
Yeah.
But yes, if you've seen one or if you've got, if your uncle's Bob.
Yes.
The man that said, let's get the fuck out of here. After 5 straight minutes.
If your uncle's Rex Gilroy.
Yes, if you know Rex Gilroy, tell us in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, don't swim in the Hawkesbury River ever.
Yeah. And don't have yacht parties.
Don't have a yacht party with a policeman who gets snatched.
No.
Don't put your bull on the shore.
Yeah. Just maybe just don't lead your bull down there for now.
Just for safety's sake. Because you never know when the Hawkesbury River monster is going to be hungry.
Stare at it for 5 minutes and then eat it.
But that's it.
Bye.
Bye.